We've all heard of Gold Rush prospectors, but how about bioprospectors? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jeffrey Gardner, assistant professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, explores how we can find better ways to make the products we use today.
Enzymes are proteins that help accelerate chemical reactions. My research group studies enzymes that degrade polysaccharides, which are long chains of sugar molecules. Enzymes that degrade polysaccharides are used in detergents, food and drink production, and the making of nutritional supplements. In order to have the best enzymes to make these products, researchers are looking to the natural world to find bacteria that can degrade polysaccharides with very high efficiency. The idea is that if we understand how bacteria degrade polysaccharides in nature, we'll be able to use similar methods in a laboratory or factory to make better commercial products. Recent research has shown that certain bacteria can have hundreds of enzymes that degrade polysaccharides. So how do you find which ones are best? One trick my research group has used is to feed the bacteria only one specific type of polysaccharide. For example, if we wanted to find new enzymes that'd be useful in detergents, we would feed the bacteria only starch and then study the enzymes that the bacteria produced. This approach can be used for different polysaccharides, and the resulting mix of enzymes we discover can be used to manufacture renewable fuels, biodegradable plastics, and even poultry feed. Discovering and characterizing enzymes from nature that have uses in biotechnology or medicine is called bioprospecting. In order for enzyme bioprospecting to be effective, many types of bacteria need to be studied. So this kind of research not only provides an opportunity to make better consumer products, but also helps us understand the natural world.
That was Jeffrey Gardner of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.